When I received that call on Sunday, July 24th, to once again become your chairwoman, I did so without reservations, because I'm a Democrat. I dropped everything I could possibly drop out of my life. My jobs, my income, my vacation, my time away. I took phone calls from Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and I said, absolutely. There would not be a Donna Brazile had it not been for the leaders of this party, starting with John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Baines Johnson. There would not be a Donna Brazile had it not been for Jesse Jackson and Walter Mondale and Dick Gephardt and Mike Dukakis and Bill Clinton and Al Gore and Barack Obama. I fought over the years with Hillary Clinton when she first started the Children's Defense Fund. And yes, I marched with and registered new voters with Bernie Sanders. And so my first obligation as the party chair was to make sure that I went into that building to conduct the most exhaustive review of our party. I went through everything I could find. And let me tell you, when I found things that were inconsistent with our values, I made sure that we put it aside and we got rid of it. And every step along the way, I would call Bernie, I would call Hillary, and I would report back to them. And yes, I am grateful that both Bernie and Hillary stood by us as this party was hacked by a foreign hostile military intelligence unit. They stood by us and they helped us to stand back on our feet so that we could get back to work to win for Democrats across this country. And so when it comes to the staff of the Democratic Party, I will stand by them. They are the best and the brightest, the hardest working, the most dedicated, and let me say this, the most courageous people I know. I know people who had to march and then came home bleeding. I know people who found their family members hanging from trees. I have lived long enough growing up in this South to see blood on the hands of those who tried to get people to register, and yet I watched for the last 7 months people who came to work after their lives were threatened, after they had to deal with bomb threats, after they had to deal with people who wanted to murder them. They came to work for you. They didn't back down.